This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So the full-time whistle goes at Anfield. Final score, Liverpool 3, Newcastle 1. And Liverpool come from behind to secure a vital 3 points. It wasn't always easy. It wasn't always pretty. A bit controversial at times as well. And if you're a Newcastle fan, I'm sure you've got a few complaints. But ultimately, Liverpool Football Club get the job done and seal it with an absolute wonder goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold. Right, Edel, quick little recap before we head off to our other shows. I suppose the first point we get to is obviously like the uneasiness at the start when we hear Liverpool have got 3 positive COVID cases and everyone's a little bit nervy and it's a bit uneasy, and it's your 2 spine players, it's Van Dijk and it's Fabinho. We mentioned before, I wonder if it's going to be any apprehension, any nerves, any whatever, but Liverpool seem to deal with it pretty well. They had the odd couple of mistakes, but on the whole they were a dominant team there and more than deserved that win.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, it could have been clouded by the COVID news. It could have been a bit of a sideshow to that because, you know, everybody's kind of got one eye on what's going to happen in the next couple of days. But Liverpool's main focus today should have been getting 3 points, putting out a strong enough side to dispatch of this Newcastle side that haven't been on a great run of form, and get another good performance in terms of your confidence as well going into what could still be a congested period of games. And we've ticked all of those boxes. We've done it professionally. You know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot when we're giving away the first goal. But sometimes it's, in hindsight, it's nice to be able to come back. You know, it's always great when everything's going your way and you're just steamrolling teams, but to show that you've got a little bit of grit and got a little bit of metal, and there was still plenty. You know, we had 85 minutes still to play, so I never thought for one minute that they was going to put men behind the ball. It was going to be difficult to actually get a goal. But it was just that fact, you know, other teams dropping points tonight as well. I think we'll probably mention that in some of the other shows. So it was great. Just one more final shout out from me before we go off. I think I've just missed his name as well there. It was a Steve something, and it's his birthday. So if there is a Stefan or a Steve in the chat there, happy birthday, fella. And I'm glad you enjoyed the results watching it with us. Thank you.
Speaking of our Club Legend Discord chat, I've got a few chats here. So Tom P said there was a fairly ordinary second half, but that lightning bolt from Trent was solid. Ryan's saying, C. Senor said, good win for the Reds. There's also a lot of celebration in the Discord chat about the fact that Everton got points against against Chelsea, which obviously we'll talk about later. And then finally, we've got Oddbod about Trent strike against us. The goalie's been brilliant and he got a finger on that. The Trent shot, most goalies wouldn't have even got close. Now, to be fair, I spoke to Lee Ryder in the opposition preview before the game, and I asked about Dubravka because there's been a few questions about him. But like he makes some really good saves. He's a bit unfortunate. He's a bit unfortunate.
I think his kicking's a little bit suspect. But in terms of shot stopping and being big in front of his goal and stuff like that, and commanding in his box, I think he is. He's got all those qualities for him, really. So the fact of the matter was, I think he was unlucky with the Jota one, because he makes a really good reaction save. It's just that it just rebounds straight back out to him. The second one, I think Mane's already, he's favourite because Mane's going down. Yeah. But again, he makes a bit of a save. He probably doesn't get enough on it to take it out of, he takes it out of Mane's way, but he kind of invertedly puts it into Salah's path. And then that third one, as the guy in the Discord says there, you know, most keepers don't even get anywhere near that. The fact that he got a finger to it, can't get a strong hand, just shows how good of a goalkeeper he is at shot stopping. So
absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely. Like I say, those just wondering, we'll be over on Redmen Plus later for our instant match reaction. So if you do want to join us for that chat, we'll go in depth on everything that's just happened. Head on over to redmentv.com, sign up as either a club captain or club legend, and you'll get to stream that show live. Our club legends, by the way, get access to our Discord chat, and thank you to those who've been involved in the chat tonight. We've had John, we've had Bob, we've had Scott, we've had Tom, we've had Ryan. Danny's been in there as well, and a few others. I think Steve was in there earlier.
Yeah,
Jeff was in there. Everyone. Gareth's in there as well. Thank you to you wonderful club legends. You are beautiful, beautiful people, and we appreciate you joining the watch along with us. Right, Errol, before we obviously head to you, obviously we've got your reactions that Errol will be reading out later. I'm going to be doing player ratings, but your overall thoughts on an uneasy night for a lot of different reasons, but Liverpool star players, so we come out to play a little bit, and it's all wrapped up by the wonderful 10th goal as well. Yeah. But I mean,
we were in a luxury position where we can take Salah off after 70 minutes.
Yep.
Like, when does that happen? Do you know what I mean? My takeaway from this is professional job done, job well done.
Yeah.
3 points back on the board, still in the hunting pack. Get the players rested now. Isolate where we need to isolate. Be sensible in that respect. Wrap them up in cotton wool and then bubble wrap them, whatever it is, to just make sure that if the games are still an option for us, we can field the strongest possible side every opportunity that we get. I think that's paramount moving forward. And if we can capitalise on this period where other teams are in that bit of limbo uncertainty and we come out smelling the roses, not only have we got the numbers strong, but then on top of that, we've got the points on the board that bode well as well. I think we leave the other teams a lot of work in terms of catching up to do.
Yeah, for sure. What would you make then of the, obviously when changes happen? And like, to be fair, three lads miss out. Jones, I don't think was ever going to.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Playing anyway, obviously
might have made a bench.
Yeah, Fabinho and Van Dijk would. And in the end, I thought we'll speak about him more on the instant match reaction and over on my player ratings. But Konate probably had his best game for the Reds.
Yeah,
foot was really good, really strong. And again, Liverpool dealt well with the adversity. I don't think the goal was his fault. I think he does well to hold say maximum up.
Yeah, he does.
He needs his mates to help him out, and ultimately Thiago has a shocker. But I thought Konate dealt really, really well on the whole with the threat.
And in all fairness, the matchup for me, it probably wouldn't have been one where I'd have said Konate's going to come out smelling the roses, because we know that in the end it was St. Maxim that kind of played there as their outball, didn't he? And when he was playing in that role, you'd expect him to be really tricky, trying to drop the shoulder, a few step overs, whatever it is, and just kind of get away from his man, who was most of the time Konate. Konate just stuck to him like glue. He read him really well at times. He didn't get too tight to him so he could be spun off him. He didn't dive in and do any rash tackles or anything like that. He just played dead calm and was like, all right, I'm just going to watch the ball and I'll stand you up. Whatever you do, I'll just follow you. And if I can kind of push you far and wide away from goal, I'll do that. But I'm not going to dive in, and I'm not gonna get too tight to you so you can just spin me. And I think, to be honest, it definitely worked in his favour, and I genuinely believe that was probably one of his best performances in a red shirt against an opposition who I'd have thought would have given, on paper, more problems.
Yeah, for sure. So Liverpool, obviously, since November 7th is when they lost to West Ham. Since then, they've gone and they beat Arsenal, beat Porto, beat Southampton, beat Everton, beat Wolves, beat Milan, beat Villa, and now beat Newcastle. That's 8 games on the row at Liverpool, have won 6 of those in the Premier League, I think I'm right in saying there. Like, Manchester City are setting a very, very ferocious pace, and they really are. But Liverpool, similar to years gone by, are very much on the coattails. Chelsea again drop points for what? The second time in 3 games now. It's the third time in 5 games. Where if you look at for those who are watching on the live show, the green for wins, which Liverpool and City have got. Chelsea have now got a couple of draws in there and a loss as well. Yeah. To be fair, they're only 3 points back, and a lot can change. Mm-hmm. But it feels like a significant week in the title race for a whole host of reasons. On and off the pitch, hell, but Liverpool have just done the job. And listen, they're going to hope that at some point Man City slip, and we have to be there to capture them and capitalise on it. Yeah, and City laid the market down, didn't they? City laid the market down by battling lead.
Absolutely
laying the floor.
That was abuse. People didn't get locked up for that shit. You know what I mean? Shit was abuse.
It was borderline illegal. Liverpool again, though, we'll keep, even if it's a 1-0 win at Wolves or wins against Villa, we'll just chip away at these 3 points.
And I think the most important thing from a Liverpool perspective, in terms of, you know, confidence and momentum and all that, that's all well and good, but knowing that you've done it before and having that track record of being able to say, we can push these all the way, and this time it might go in our favour. We could lose out again by, you know, 1 point, but we are capable of pushing these. Whatever result they get, either they get it first or we have to, we'll match it. And I think that was in my head, you know, to start the season, why I always thought City are going to be your favourites because they're defending it and you know what they're capable of in terms of their level when they really drill down and really work towards it. Chelsea have yet to prove that they can sustain that lengthy run that Liverpool and City have put down as a marker in previous seasons and say we can keep up with that. They didn't do it last season. He was good in the Champions League, but it's a different competition. So to say that this season he was going to be able to be capable of doing it for the Prem, it was a different proposition altogether. And already now in that first part, they've started to fall away. Don't forget, they've still got to go to the Club World Cup. There's going to be the AFCON for them. They're going to lose a goalkeeper. There's going to be games that have been postponed. There's going to be a whole load of circumstances that they couldn't predict, and now they're going to be playing catch-up. So for me, it's still Liverpool and City's to lose in that respect, because I just don't think Chelsea over that sustained period will pick up enough points.
Newcastle plays City next, by the way. So if they want to take some confidence from this performance and go and lay one on Man City,
go for it.
We'll be more than pleased. Absolutely more than happy to do that. Before we just start wrapping up then, like I say, guys, we will be streaming live on YouTube very, very shortly with your reactions. So if you head over to the social accounts, either Facebook or Twitter, look for the post that Ross put out earlier. Get your comments on the match, your thoughts on all the players, whether it's Trent goal or the contentious first goal, whatever you
get
want
to
talk
about.
Get over
to Twitter now. Let me know what you're saying.
And I'll pick the best of those and read them out. Then I will be over at the board later on for the player ratings as well. I've got some big marks to give out, maybe a couple of lower ones as well. And then later on, we'll head on over to Red Men Plus for our instant match reaction. We'll go in depth for about 20 minutes to half an hour, and we'll go through all the finer details again. Our club legends who have been with us throughout the game, if you guys want to hang around in the Discord chat and get your comments in as well, please do so. It's a pleasure conversing with every single one of you, because we love you all very much. But in terms of that game, Errol, just to wrap it up, job done, 3 points. Yeah. Let's see where we're at with the COVID issue. Let's see if there's games this weekend. We can't do anything about that. The future is what the future is. But Liverpool, more than professional, they had tons of excuses to get that wrong. Yeah. They had tons of excuses not to win that game because COVID and tiredness and fatigue and uncertainty and loads going on. But job done, professional performance from a potentially championship winning team.
Yeah, 100%. And that's all we needed to do today. We didn't need to, you know, the performance was important, and I'm glad you did a good takeaway moments that we can discuss. But in terms of getting the result, we've said it for the last couple of weeks, the December period is probably the most grueling period of the season. And to have got to this point now, as you just said, then you read that record back and we've won 6 Premier League games on the bounce since that loss at West Ham. It looks like that really was the rocket up the proverbial that we needed. It sparked us into life. And ever since, Liverpool have been a different beast. And if this is the beast that can remain for the end of the season, it is going to be a proper dogfight between between us and City for that Premier League title.
It is absolutely right, Al. Thanks very much. We're going to head off now. Like I say, guys, keep an eye on the channel because Al will be back very, very shortly with your reaction to that game. Thanks everyone again for the Club Legend Discord chat. Appreciate you guys being with us. Everyone who watched the watch along was in the YouTube chat as well. Yeah. Thank you guys very much. You made a very interesting night and a very entertaining night, especially with the amazing cheese on toast talk, or cheese on the toast as it was. Yeah, so thanks very much. We'll be back soon. But until then, we'll see you all later.
Anfield under lights.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.